starts now.
It's your show. You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, you can join us at 800-259-9231. The website, freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we start things out here, by the way, it is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And we go right to your phone calls. Tom, in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening.
Hello.
Just wanted to point out that my son goes to a government-run indoctrination center. He's a fifth grader. And he says the teacher is teaching them that the Democrats and Republicans have had their convention, so now the presidential race is down to Obama and McCain.
Of course they are.
She puts pictures of Obama and McCain equal size on the classroom bulletin board, and she is being meticulously fair to both of the five presidential candidates who are on the ballot here in New Hampshire. Both of the five.
You think this is just out of ignorance, or is this the sort of thing that she's got an agenda? I think it's just ignorance,
well,
plain ignorance.
I put in a letter to the local newspaper saying the parents also need to be careful not to let the teachers perpetuate some of the inaccuracies that they were taught, such as how the founding fathers established a democracy and that the United States Constitution gives you the right to freedom of the press. See, and when I mention freedom of the press, of course, that's going to butter up the editors there of the newspaper. See, so they're going
right.
to like that.
There
see,
you go.
By mentioning that one. And, you know, also had to put in the one about how, you know, if a DEA agent is being rushed into the hospital in the emergency room, and you're standing there, you squint, look puzzled, and say, who? And you pretend you've never heard of Blevins, well, that's not going to help the DEA agent as much as electing Blevins to the United States Senate will.
Now, who is this? This is a local candidate you're talking about in New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, the U.S. Senate race is Gene Shaheen against John Sununu against Ken Blevins. Shaheen is the Democrat, Sununu is the Republican, and Blevins is the Libertarian. And they pretend they've never heard of. They love to taunt supporters of liberty by pretending they've never heard of this candidate.
Well, isn't it isn't it Gandhi that said first they ignore you, then they fight you? So I guess they're in the ignoring stage, huh?
Yeah, and see, they do this taunt where they squint, they look puzzled, and they say, who? And I just pointed out that that's not going to help a DEA agent who's been shot and rushed to the hospital nearly as much as you can help that, you know, save a whole lot of DEA agents' lives by electing a Libertarian to the U.S. Senate, because Shaheen and Sununu
don't want to talk about local politics, Tom. I understand where you're coming from. This is an international radio program, so we're not too interested in which candidates are running. But what you're pointing out is something that happens across the country, and that is that the Libertarian candidates that might happen to be on the ballot in your local area are usually marginalized and or ignored completely.
That's what they say.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Can't let discussions of local races get really go on the air on this show.
It
just doesn't make sense.
If you can derive some sort of overriding message from someone's anecdotal story or something like that locally, that's great. After a while, you got to move on.
So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. But let's dig a little bit more into the issue that he's bringing up, and that is that the Libertarian Party candidates on local, even in local elections, get the short shrift in many cases, as he is pointing out. And it's yet another reason why working, in my opinion, working within the system is a very, very poor way to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I mean, I think that if we create our own media, we can help that situation. If we've got our own people on radio and television and that sort of thing and in newsprint, then we can help those candidates in those positions. But as far as creating our own media is concerned, that's a slow-going process as well. I mean, Keene here in New Hampshire happens to have a whole lot of it, but where there aren't really too many other Liberty media centers, if you will, anywhere that I know of. I mean, Gardner, you do your show here out of New Hampshire, so New Hampshire in general has more pro-Liberty media than I think anywhere else in the world.
And it's growing. It's interesting. This seems to be a nexus for a lot of people, thanks to the Free State Project and you guys and people like Dennis Goddard, other folks on their local cable access stations here in Keene.
But will all that result? I mean, will all of that result in this Blevins character or any other libertarians actually getting any higher voter turnout?
It's going to take a long time. You know, I think one of the things that I would like to warn people against, and I know that we've spoken about this before, is those who want to get involved in the political movement and try to go to their state house, try to contact their congressman, or try to get someone elected to office. You know, more power to you all folks. And, you know, I've been there in your shoes, and I may be there again. You know, I may be there out there with the signs and so on. But there is a very, very, very long, long, slow curve on this, and I think a lot of it has to do with education. So I'd much prefer getting together with people to be able to explicate those ideas that are derivative of liberty and explain them to them. And I think the more you can do that, the easier it's going to be for those folks who are in the political side. It's going to take a while.
Yeah. Well, that's what the political realm does, is it takes a while, because if the libertarian candidates don't win this year, then it's another 2 or 4 years later before they can give it another shot.
Well, everything takes a while, Ian. It takes a while to build your own media source. It takes a while to get the message out. Everything takes a while. So do what you want to do.
Yeah, you should do what you want to do. And all I'm suggesting is that there are other things that you can do in that 2 to 4 year window. Even if you are a political motivated person, there are other things you could busy yourself with, like being the media, and I know the political guys have other things they do during that time. They look at the bills and they look at that stuff, the sort of yucky political stuff that they like so much. So there's definitely some other things you can do besides running candidates. But I wonder, you know, are we going to start seeing libertarian vote totals on an uptick here in New Hampshire, or will we see that most of the Free Staters focus in on taking over Democratic and Republican Party apparatus?
I would think that seems to be what's happening currently, and you know, I think that that's likely what's going to continue to happen. It makes the most sense to me.
Which side, Mark?
I'm sorry that they'll take over Republican and Democrat apparatus.
Interesting.
Apparati.
Well, you know, I think we talked a little bit about this last week, Ian. And, you know, listening to what you said, Mark, you know, here in New Hampshire, I watched the Republican Party, which was populated formerly by a lot of people who were small government conservative Republicans, very religious people. But at the same time, it was pretty easy to hang out with them because they didn't want government to do all that much. And we disagreed on only a few things. They got swept aside. They got swept aside by the new pack of neocons.
They got swept aside because they weren't making a big enough stand. The government in New Hampshire is bigger than it ever has been.
Yeah.
That's a result of, even 2 years ago, it was bigger than it ever had been. That was a result of Republican husbandry until that point. They failed at what they
what
were
Republican
talking.
Husbandry? What is that?
Husbandry means they're taking care of it.
You mean within the government? See, I mean within the party itself. The party itself.
Well, that's because the party itself failed to elect liberty-minded individuals.
Right, but what I'm saying is that within the party, the liberty-minded individuals were unable to successfully achieve the numerical superiority to battle those rhinos as they started to flood in. So the question is, then, what lessons can we learn from that? Is it possible that the libertarians could do what the rhinos did? Or is it possible that they'll be in a position, since the conservatives already had the edge and they got swept aside, could there be a paradigm shift that libertarian-minded guys could get in or not?
That's where the activists that are going to start spreading the word through media or whatever way, that's what way they come in, because they need to educate the public on how important, how the government is a crime, because it's a gang of people forcing their will on you, and therefore, we need to keep it small, and, you know.
And you could look at the lessons that we've gotten to learn from the Bush administration with the amount of spending that they brought about, you know, faster than Lyndon Johnson, faster than FDR, and the velocity and the overall size, faster than any president in the United States. And you could say, okay, look, Now we're going to be pushing, and you know, if people are going to be working at that, that would be terrific. They don't have the numbers yet, but geez, you know, we were at a party. Kevin Roll had a little pirate thing on Friday,
and there was one of the Free Staters.
Yeah, Free Stater. So many Free Staters. Five more just in the past week moving in.
Wow, that's cool.
Just awesome, and they were all there. And I said, you know what? I think if I had skepticism or if I was worried before, I'm really not so worried that things are going to change.
Well, we do talk a lot about New Hampshire and what's going on here in general, because this is where the action is. This is where you're going to see whatever changes are coming for the world as far as freedom is concerned. It's going to happen here. More on the way.
It's time now for the Encore Effect Minute, with thoughts and commentary to inspire you to achieve a remarkable performance in anything you do. Here's acclaimed speaker and best-selling author, Mark Sanborn.
Our potential, both individually and collectively, has no known limits. Many of us know how good we are at our job and responsibilities, but none of us know how good we could be. That is the magic and mystery of potential. You ever think, I've advanced as far as I can go, I've maxed out my potential? Johann von Goethe, the famous 19th century German poet and novelist, wrote, "Treat a man as he appears to be, and you make him worse. But treat a man as if he already were what he potentially could be, and you make him what he should be." Tap into your unlimited potential and become a remarkable performer. For the Encore Effect Radio Minute, I'm Mark Sanborn.
For more information on how you can achieve an encore performance, please visit MarkSanborn.com. That's MarkSanborn.com. Every day we are called to perform, at work, at home, in our communities. But is it possible to make every performance outstanding, the kind that leaves people applauding for an encore? Mark Sanborn, leadership expert and best-selling author, says that anyone can achieve a remarkable performance time after time. In his new book, The Encore Effect, Sanborn demonstrates how you can achieve extraordinary results in all aspects of your life. The Encore Effect by Mark Sanborn is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up
whatever you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website, all for free for you, going back an entire year. You'll find it all at freetalklive.com.
Travel less, meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to webex.com and enter promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. That's webex.com, W-E-B-E-X, enter promo code 600, start your free trial of WebEx today.
All right, since we started the show inadvertently talking about the things going on here in New Hampshire, I know, Mark, you had had, I guess, an email or something like that in regards to this what was this about? Something New Hampshire related, right?
It was. It was sort of about, you remember the drive we did, obviously you remember the drive that we did.
The membership drive for the Free State Project?
That's correct.
And where about 80 people signed up in a one-week period?
It was a very successful drive.
Yes.
It was the biggest week they'd had in years.
Move here, guys. We want you. Please.
And there was, on Saturday night with Gard, I guess I said something to the effect that, you know, sign up if you believe in liberty, just sign up. You will figure out how to get here. You know, and I think I said something to the effect that I don't even care if some people sign and don't move or something to that effect. Now I don't have a quote as to what I said, but honestly, it probably wasn't something too different than that.
Well, I think you also mentioned something about look, you know, there could be circumstances that once you sign up, you get here, you realize you can't be here.
Right.
But at least sign up and say, you know, I'm going to move. And so it was, is it really a pledge? Is it not a pledge? Well, you know, you're looking at it as, hey, take the first step.
That's what I said. And there was some controversy on a message board, the nhunderground.com message board, that, you know, many of the very active liberty lovers here in the state, one of them didn't like it, and he had a few people that agreed with him to some extent. And, you know, I agree with his passion. He basically said, look, we only want super active people here in the state to move, that kind of thing. We want to get people active and we want to get them to move and rah rah. And I'm for that. I do want the super active liberty lovers to move to the state. However, I don't think there are that many of them. I think they can be inspired, and we've been trying to do that for the last 7 or 8 years now that the Free State Project's been in play. So I think that to some extent that's not working, you know? I mean, we've got 8,500 at the rate we're going. We'll probably be done in 2020.
Yeah, that's kind of slow.
And the people that are really doing something are the ones that have moved here. And those are the – I've got nothing bad to say about those people.
Mm-hmm.
I do think, however, that the people that are signed up for the Free State Project, living in other states, have an opportunity that I simply do not. They can sign up friends and family in their immediate vicinity, get them on a computer, sign them up right then because – well, they're in another state. They're qualified. I'm in the only state in America, the only place in the world where someone is not qualified to sign up for the Free State Project because I've already moved. So I would encourage those people, get one or two of your friends to sign up. Then encourage your friends to get one or two people to sign up.
And it sounds so easy, but clearly people aren't doing this.
They're not. And that's something that needs to be worked on. So, anyway, I got an email in, and, you know, this is from Jeff. Well, many movers are looking for super activists, and this is a good thing to have. I think having passive activists present is good, too. I'm defining passive activists as someone who is willing to move, but no more. Their value is in their dilution of resistance. Whatever an activist is attempting to change, they are going to meet resistance. Passive activists will not resist and will offer support by not fighting the change. Other helpful things they will do would be things like presuming politicians, just their sympathizing vote would do this, pressuring politicians, just their sympathizing vote would do this, and influencing their friends and neighbors to be sympathetic. For example, I'm a passive activist. I move next door to Ian. I don't complain about couches on his property. I will never complain about the couch on his property to the government. If asked, I will state that it is none of my business. If a petition goes around the neighborhood, I won't sign it. While it's not active activism, it lends popular support to those people. They change the popular opinion partially by becoming the population. And I
think that kind of, I mean, I see where he's coming from that, and I think it would fit into the Free State Project statement of intent.
I agree.
The statement of intent is pretty nebulous. It does suggest that one should be active to the maximum possible extent or something like that, maximum practical, I think, extent. And if what's practical for you is to not stick your neck out and is to be quiet, kind of behind the scenes, this silent activist type that he's describing, perhaps maybe funnel a little bit of money into some of the organizations that you support, because certainly that would be helpful, I'm sure. I
mean, those people you'd be more likely to convince to do that than anybody else, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, so I think, yeah, I'm all in favor of this, Mark. I think it's a fine idea.
And now, but I was reading the bulletin board, and I got to thinking about some issues.
Which bulletin? Our Free Talk Live?
No, the NHUnderground.com bulletin board,
okay.
The forum, as they call it. And I got to thinking about some issues. Lauren Canario, who's now in jail, tricked by the fibbies, and, you know, driving herself up to Concord, and they locked her up.
Right, she went to try to get her video camera they stole from her a year ago.
And they locked her up for holding a sign protesting the IRS.
They did give her husband the camera back, however.
Yes.
Not a good trade.
The first time that they've actually given the property to him.
Right.
Anyway.
not a good trade. I like that.
She said something to the effect that you know, the Free State Project is happening right now. We're having an effect. It's going on. Liberty is being achieved step by step here in New Hampshire. The more people we get, and those people are inevitable. They are moving every single week. We have new movers to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. All you have to do to see these new movers, go to RidleyReport.com. He reports on some of them now and then. And
he can't catch them all, though, that's for sure.
No, yeah. How could he? Possibly. There's just so many moving. The Free State Project is happening. So trying to get to the 20,000 mark,
yeah,
is kind of moving the mannequins around inside in the window, is how she likened it. And I have to agree.
I agree, too. I think, personally, the 20,000 mark should be wiped out. I think that the Free State Project should drop it.
You know, one of the two.
Meeting it would be nice, but as you said, at the current rate, it's not going to be till 2020.
Well, people need ideas. We had an idea last week that worked very well. I'm still working on another idea.
We can't afford to sustain ideas like that, though. I mean, for the long term, the idea last week was each of us giving $5 to a charity in return for every single sign-up.
That's just an idea, Ian.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had two ideas in the last 2 weeks that brought in membership. And one of them was to offer a discount on for advertising for Free State Project members on Free Talk Live, and I got a couple of signups from that, and that's great. So and I think it was more than 2 weeks ago, but not much more. So we need people having ideas. I'm just one guy. There are 8,500 members of the Free State Project. If everybody could have a couple of ideas like I had, then off we go. We'll be at the 20,000 lickety split. I'm also working on a project to complete the 20,000. I've had some luck. One of our listeners sent in a suggestion that I've been tracking down, and it looks like we're going to have a lot of luck with that, getting a list. But you know, I think to either we need to meet the 20,000 quick, be quickly moving towards the 20,000, or wipe out the 20,000. But
the
I don't
reason
think the 20,000 is, like Lauren said, window dressing.
Right. Well, the reason I suggest wiping it out is there are a lot of people who are claiming already that the Free State Project is a failure for not having reached the 20,000 number by 2006, which I think some have suggested was an original deadline. I don't remember what the case was. So I feel like even if we reach 20,000 2 years from now, the people that have been calling the Free State Project a failure are going to continue calling it a failure. So really, what's the point in really doing this? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy, the added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings accounts? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring what you or you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll free at 800-259-9231. You can also bring what you want to the table. We could say that too. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and this is your show if you dial in 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Another great website with free features would be Gardner's website, yes. libertyconspiracy.com. And Gardner, speaking of feeling free, you are a free man, as we discussed on Friday afternoon or Friday evening show. You no longer are controlled by a radio general manager or program director. You have the ability now to create whatever content in the internet realm that you wish to create, and you have begun down this road, and I think it's pretty exciting.
And thank you, Ian and Mark, and everybody who has participated or will be participating at Free Talk Live. You guys are just such dynamos. After our conversation on Friday,
it was excellent,
and we've seen a lot of people responding. Essentially, what we did was
that's why I brought it up, so he would kiss a little more.
Yes,
money.
I got to build these guys up. You know, I love these guys, and
no, it wasn't us; it was our listeners that went and responded.
You folks out there are great people, and to let you know, now is a time when I think it's extremely, extremely important to be taking a different angle and spreading the word about liberty out there on the web worldwide. And when I recognized how many people were listening to my show, either streaming it or downloading the pods from iTunes or Podomatic, I thought to myself, okay, what are we going to do with this? And thanks to your help and Jason Osborne and a number of other people who are going to be participating in this, if people want to get involved, what we're going to be doing is, you know, sometimes Johnny Lydon used to say anger is an energy. And the resentment and frustration and righteous indignation that I feel towards what is going on with the government people today and all the people who back the state has got to be released in, I think, a channeled way through educating people and getting people to participate. And we'll do it at Liberty Conspiracy through sound and writing and things like that.
Gardner Unleashed.
it's going to be cool.
You know, one thing I feel about your new show, the international podcast, yeah. is that you'll be able to do things differently. You won't be forced to focus on a local audience and trying to sort of water down the message so that the average individual will be able to get it. You'll be able to do what you do best, which is this very smart, very educated.
Highbrow? Would highbrow be appropriate?
Yeah, it's smarter than Free Talk Live, I can tell you that. Well, I wouldn't feel bad if people listened to Free Talk Live for a year and then said, you know, I need something more substantial than this and moved on to your show. I wouldn't feel bad about that.
Well,
I think we're going to keep a certain audience and you know, some are going to listen to both and some are going to like yours. And I'm fine with that.
Well, just to let you guys know, you know, as you know, my background is I was injured for a lot of years and I already had libertarian principles in the first place. But then I went back and did a lot of reading, did a lot of listening to these great tapes by a company called Knowledge Products. Written by people like Wendy McElroy, libertarian, George Smith, libertarian, Jeffrey Rogers Hummel, libertarian, all these great people, you know. Robert Higgs, I think, is in there. So, yeah, so basically I was doing physical therapy, couldn't move around that much. It was real hard, and I just soaked all this stuff up. So then you get the opportunity to release it to a radio audience in your radius mm-hmm. as you're broadcasting. And you try to fit it in with something that's palatable to the general population, which unfortunately is composed of, in your listening audience in the capital city, mostly politicians who come in and hate it when you're actually talking about things like free markets and the fact that they've taken oaths to uphold yeah. constitutions.
And they're not
so,
doing it.
Yeah. yeah, and so what I realized was with the end of the program on Wednesday, and as I mentioned, you know, I have no animus towards the management of the station. They're really good guys, and they had to make a decision. They weren't going to be able to sell to those politicians, ad time and other things like that, and to some other folks who were intimidated. They said they were intimidated by the intellectual content on the show. But now I can, you know, it's just weird. I mean, here I am playing the bad song of the week, the Mattoid, with Burn and Rob and Sammy Davis Jr. singing. But, you know, what can you do? A punk rocker with intellectual content, I guess, is unusual in New Hampshire radio. So anyway, so now, and Mark, you said the key thing. Talking to you guys and being able to have the opportunity to now be more creative, this has allowed me to say, oh, wait, I can take this angle. I can take out my recording equipment and go interview the guy who's like the most legendary guy talking about the history of government involvement in education. I'm going to go to his place and record it and make a special podcast. Particularly, I'm going to do special things for the people who donate and help support it. So if they go to the website, they can check it out. And thanks for letting me mention it.
Hey, no problem, dude. And again, it's more great Liberty Media that's originating from here in New Hampshire. And it's just, there's so much and there's more coming. Our friend Sam from Texas is on his way here. He's probably going to be here by the end of the year. So I understand it. He's got a car being delivered here in December. So he's got to be here for that.
Yeah.
So that's coming. The Obscure Truth Network is going to be originating here in New Hampshire. We've got Anarchy in Your Head comic strip, which is coming out of here in Keene. There's so much more. Ridley Report, you mentioned him earlier, Mark. And we want more. It's not enough. It's not good enough. We want more to the point where these statists that are here in New Hampshire figure out that there's something changing, figure out that they need to probably leave. Just leave. Either get the message and get with the program and get liberty, or just move back to Massachusetts or New York or wherever
You know, Ian, coming in and working with you guys is such a pleasure, whether it's, you know, wherever you might be. But one of the things I didn't realize is once I start getting the responses from people from, you know, like France and England and Germany and Australia, they listen to my little pod, well, not little podcast, but, you know, hour-long presentations from the show, I realized – this is the angle that the statists can't control. They have the lock on the FCC.
Yes, they do.
But they can't, and you too are the leaders, the spearhead in this thing, along with a couple other people around the country who are involved in doing things online. And people are following you guys because you've made this sort of dynamic movement. And it, the more people get involved in it, I'm so glad that I realized that going online is where this change is going to occur. This is where it's happening here. And if people can come to New Hampshire, that is great. But we are going to spread the word through the Internet, and this is just great. And you guys are the kings of doing this.
Back briefly to our earlier conversation about the Free State Project, a movement designed to move as many liberty-loving activists to New Hampshire as possible. Hundreds have moved so far. I was talking earlier about getting rid of the 20,000 pledge. The original idea behind the Free State Project was to move 20,000, or it was to have 20,000 people pledge to move, and then once the 20,000 number was reached, there'd be a five-year window in which those folks would be able to move. Obviously, a lot of people said, screw that, I'm not waiting, and they came early, and thank goodness they did, because they've managed to create all these wonderful things, these networks, these activist opportunities here in New Hampshire.
Not to mention, I'd like to point out that during this most recent primary election, they ran 167 liberty-oriented candidates. They got a 80 or better on the NHLA's scale, which means that they got a B plus or something. So 80 or better, that's pretty libertarian. It would fall in the Nolan chart in libertarian.
Okay.
And they ran 167 and like 153. My numbers are pretty close if they're not exactly right. They made it through the primary, and so therefore they'll be in the general. And I'd say that we got a pretty good chance of, at the very least, getting half of those people in. We
have that's kind of optimistic,
and that's into the state house, as I understand it. All those people are going into the state house. You get a
you get 20 in, and you'll have a voting block. I mean, significant.
At least 36 was what three dozen was what Dennis Goddard, chief of the NHLA, said, and I believe him, and that's fine with me. And I'm sure we're going to get that kind of number, which means that we have likely successfully stopped big government growth here in New Hampshire. How's your state doing?
That's a good question. Now, about getting rid of that 20,000 number, some people will say, well, then you're a failure. Then the Free State Project is a failure. Of course, those same people are already saying the Free State Project is a failure.
Right. Those people are never going to move. They don't care to do enough about liberty.
Right. And you had said Wayne, one of our co-hosts, had made a suggestion as to why it might be a good thing for people to consider the Free State Project a failure.
Right. Well, he had said that. I guess Gardner brought up another reason, so there's two reasons, but I'll give mine and then Gardner, you can give yours. One is that basically, do we want the opposition, whomever they might be, to know that we were successful? And what's the other reason?
Well, maybe we'll get back to that after the commercial.
We'll
I don't want to go over.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Plus, coming up, we'll check over into the UK. Haven't seen what's going on with their police state recently. Looks like they're recruiting some new snitches. We'll tell you who in moments.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will allow you to purchase whatever you need to buy in over 41 categories to shop. There are, 41-plus categories and used items. So even if you're buying used items or if you're buying one of those digital items that doesn't really get shipped to you, it's like one of those downloadable movies, for instance, Free Talk Live will get a percentage on whatever you purchase if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. And that does include Garner Goldsmith's book, which he is selling through Amazon.freetalklive.com, called Live Free or Die.
Indeed, my friend. You've got a mind like a steel trap. It's incredible. Oh, hey, before we go to the calls, I just wanted to answer what Mark said about the Free State.
Sure. This Free State project, I was talking about how they should get rid of, in my opinion, the 20,000 number. It was a number that was chosen originally because the founder of the project decided that 20,000 was the amount of, I guess, passive activists, really, that you were talking about earlier, Mark, these activists that aren't really going all out, that it would take to sort of heavily influence a state in a pro-liberty direction. He later understood that most people moving for the Free State Project tended to be better than passive activists. He changed his number to 12,000 at that point, and even 2,000 super activists would be tremendous. Yes. So the 20,000 number at this point is pretty arbitrary, and it should, in my opinion, should be removed in order to focus on a very positive message of, okay, here's how many have moved, how many will it take to convince you to move, or when
disagree.
Are you going to move?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that and with what you're saying, but really, the only people that can change that are the people on the board of the Free State Project, and they might have reasons that they think that it's a good idea or a bad idea, and I can't control that. What I can control is telling people, forget about signing up, move to New Hampshire.
Well, I think both perspectives have a lot of salutary portions to them, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there are positives and negatives to this. One of the major things is you'll be criticized if you change the number to say, oh, well, you changed the number because you couldn't get enough people. You're not being honest.
Don't change the number. Just get rid of it.
Getting rid of it is the same.
It might be have the same thing. Effect. It's but, you know, I don't know how long it would last, but and I don't really know whether that matters.
Well, those critiques have been coming in ever since 2006, because it was my understanding the original 20,000 goal was set to end in 2006, yeah, and they extended it. So that's when the bulk of those critiques came through. Inevitably, those same people are going to continue critiquing the project. They're not going to turn around and say, oh, congratulations, guys, you finally made it.
Yeah,
if you do finally make
point.
It to 20,000 in 2012, for instance, because then that's 6 years later, and to them, the project has already been a failure. There may be a few other people out there that would say, well, that's it, I'm not moving, you didn't make it to 20,000, but really, how badly do you want freedom if that's all that's going to throw you off from
How badly
moving?
Do you really want freedom if you're going to wait? If we're having success here in New Hampshire now, you're hearing my voice, you're understanding what we're saying, as far as the successes we've had, and you're going to wait until 5 years after,
you
know, the 20,000. I mean,
in a way, it would be interesting let's say hypothetically they were to set another number. Again, it would be arbitrary, and it's all going to be arbitrary. But let's say they set another number, not worrying that anybody would say, "Ha ha, you had to change your number" or something like that. Because who gives a flying crap whatever those people say? It doesn't
matter.
They're
going to laugh. You
know,
so whatever.
Yeah, either way. So let's say they set another number. Would it be possible? This is what I was thinking about before the break. Would it be possible that that number, almost like trying to reach a donations goal for a charity, like you guys are doing, in a way, if you've got the number, as you start approaching it, would that spur some people to get involved? And then once you reach the number, how would that psychologically affect those people who were on the edge? Would they say, oh, well, they already reached the number, so I don't feel the same impetus, and I'm not going to move, or maybe I'll take more time? Or would they say, holy crap, this is great, I'm going? I can't say one thing or the other. I mean, it's really just speculation, idle speculation. But either way, the project is fantastic. And as a guy from New Hampshire who has seen you guys come in and seen so many other people, and you mentioned Dennis Goddard before from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
It's got to seem like an explosion of activity.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? It's inspiring things. I just spoke with Glenn Jacobs on the phone. They're doing a similar thing.
WWE, also known as Kane.
And I don't think Glenn would mind me mentioning this on the air. Over in Tennessee, they're going to be doing a similar thing. The Tennessee Liberty Alliance, and they're going to be marking and watching some of their representatives and things like that. So New Hampshire can lead the way with these people. We can really lead the way. It's so much creative energy, and the more Free Staters come here, the better it'll be.
Which is why I say getting rid of that 20,000 mark allows us to focus in on actually getting people to move. Because when you say to people, well, if you sign up and then we reach 20,000, then there's this 5-year window in which then you can move, or you can use one of the early moving options. There's like all these different it takes a really long time to explain. And the basic level of the project seems to be, well, let's wait. Let's wait together until we get to 20,000 and then do something about it. Whereas if that 20,000 number wasn't there, we could just simply be promoting, look at all of this activism, look at what has happened here. As Mark has said, you know, is that happening in your state? For the most part, no. So look at all of these examples of activism. Isn't that exciting? Isn't it great? We've already had X hundred people. It's over 600, I think, or close to 600
now. 600 now.
600 people have moved here that we know of. There's probably another 200 or 300 phantom movers that we don't know about. And are you ready to move? You know, what's it going to take to get you to say yes? Then we're focusing on, a real tangible sales pitch as opposed to this sort of pie in the sky. Oh, 20,000, we got to get there. You'll be one of them, won't you?
Yeah,
but then 20,000 comes around. But then by the time, here's another big problem with the 20,000 number is, by the time 20,000 rolls around, whether it's in 2012 or 2010 or 2020 or whatever, by the time that number rolls around, and the longer and the further off it is, you're going to have drop-off. And what I mean by that is there
are going
to be
people. Die. People are going to get married. People are going to move out of the country.
They're
going
to move. They're going to forget to tell the Free State Project that they've moved. So you hit 20,000 in 2015, and then 20,000 letters go out to 20,000 addresses that says, hey, it's time. Now you've got 5 years. You need to move as part of the Free State Project. But what happens, you know, when 12,000 of the 20,000 letters get returned to sender because the person's not there anymore?
Well, that's a push. We can't say how many that would happen with.
I can't say how many, but I can tell you this, Mark.
It will happen to some.
When I was running the Free State Project's local group down in the Suncoast area of Florida, I was given the list of Free State Project members in Manatee, Sarasota, DeSoto, and I think Lee County. Anyway, several counties, Manatee, Sarasota, DeSoto counties down in Florida. So I called every single one of them. And I you know, did my best to get in touch with as many of these people as possible. A good chunk of them, numbers disconnected. No way to verify that the person actually still lived there. You know,
but
I
reverse-checked
the address. I reverse-checked the addresses, and I did everything I could to try to dig up a way to contact these people. The vast majority of the people on that list were incommunicado.
Vast majority?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're gonna go on record saying more than 50%?
I'm going to say 50%. Incommunicado, and then of some of the ones I actually did get in touch with, many of them did not remember actually signing up for the Free State Project.
Who?
So, yeah, that's exactly right. So you've got a real problem where over time you've had people that maybe back in 2003, that's when I signed up, I think, you know, back in 2001 or 2 or 3, they heard about the Free State Project, got excited, signed up, and then that was it.
Especially if they were in college and now they're no longer in touch with those people that they used to hang out with in college.
Who knows
things
what
change,
it was?
They move, they get new jobs.
Yeah, everybody's got their own personal situation, but the further you get from that original person signing up for the Free State Project, the more likely one of those things will happen, them moving or just dropping in, changing interests, or forgetting about it, or whatever. So I really think that if you can get somebody excited enough to sign up, they should be excited enough at that point to start making plans for as far as when they would move. Still, let people make decisions as far as, well, I'll move if there are 5,000 people going to move, or I'll move if there are 2,000 people going to move. Let them customize their decision to sign up. But it seems to me the 20,000 number at this point is a burden and unnecessary to the entire process.
However, so, it's still there.
It's still
and,
there.
You know, while it's there, I'd like to meet it.
Let's go to your calls and talk to Dave, listening in Athens to WAIS. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, could you guys get the local paper, the Athens News, on the Internet? Because there was an interesting article, letter to the editor, about the police state and how it's bad.
Really?
It is bad. So can you summarize it for us? Because I don't have that in front of me.
I'm not going to say the name of who wrote it, but it says Murray N. Rothbard says that no act of state can increase social utility happiness. The state defined as an institution which goes beyond the role of rights protector and regulates the lives of individuals, along with, as Carl Jung says, depriving the individual of moral decisions on how he should live his life.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Basically saying there that the state cannot increase happiness. It has to be a negative on things because it steals in order to do what it does. So if one person's happiness is increased by the state, you have to. It's the seen and the unseen. You may be able to see the person receiving the welfare check, but what about all of the others who were stolen from via taxation, coercive taxation, in order to send that welfare check? What about all of them, the unseen? They got hurt. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The pharmacy.